Marie Watt, Seneca, born Seattle, Washington, 1967. Canopy, odd one, 2005. Salvaged industrial yellow cedar and steel rebar. Marie Watt uses symbolically charged materials to explore ideas related to her First Nations heritage. In the Seneca Nation and other Indigenous communities, blankets are given to honor people who attend important events, such as weddings and other ceremonies. In Canopy, odd one, Watt salvaged an old-growth timber once used as a beam in a warehouse and had it carved to represent a stack of folded blankets. She intentionally kept the steel rebar intact, reclaiming the beam's history, reaching back through its use as industrial infrastructure to its origin in a forest now destroyed, and offering it a contemporary life. Boise Art Museum Permanent Collection, gift of Drake and Michael Zerinsky.
Hear from the artist Marie Watt.
I have two pieces in the exhibition, a print and a sculpture. A through line in this work is thinking about the role of blankets in our lives as objects of comfort, survival, and cultural expression. In my family and tribe, I am a citizen of the Seneca Nation of Indians. We gift blankets to honor people for being witness to important life events. Working with blankets, I quickly realized almost everyone has a blanket story, as blankets are markers for memory. In a sense, we are received in blankets and depart this world in a blanket, and we constantly are imprinting on these objects. The wood sculpture, Canopy Odd One, depicts blankets folded and stacked. I like the reference to linen closets, conifers of the Pacific Northwest, and to totems. The sculpture is created out of reclaimed wood and suggests a stack of folded blankets. Not unlike wool blankets, I am interested in how this wood is an organic and living material with associations of shelter, protection, and warmth. In using reclaimed wood, typically beams that were once used as the scaffold for barns and buildings, I have found that it is common for them to release sap upon being carved. For me, this is evidence of their continuous life. This columnar form is also a marker connecting sky and earth. Throughout the nation, including the West, there is a history of federal governments attempting to terminate and assimilate Indigenous people. This is a recent history and an important story, but it is treated like a forgotten past. My work seeks to make visible, repair, amplify, and celebrate Seneca and Indigenous knowledge through storytelling. I'm interested in how working with blankets might invite viewers to consider the use of blankets in their lives. What is your blanket story?
Continue listening to hear a visual description of the artwork.
A 10-foot vertical wood beam, carved to look like a column of stacked folded blankets, sits on a flat gray metal base. The sculpture is the natural pale yellow color of the wood, with carving marks visible on its surface. Rusted metal rods pass through the sculpture horizontally at several points.